Eagle County commissioners recently approved one of the largest development projects to hit the middle of the Roaring Fork Valley in years. The Tree Farm PUD proposes 340 residences plus 35,000 square feet of commercial space right across Highway 82 from Willits and Whole Foods. The board also approved an expansion of the El Jebel Mobile Home Park this year and a sketch plan for the Fields, a 110-unit development on 19 acres of pasture land across from Blue Lake in El Jebel. Developments are also in the works north of Basalt High School that could add 140 homes to the area. But on Monday, Eagle County commissioners adopted a temporary moratorium on zone change applications for developments of more than 5 acres in the unincorporated Eagle County portion of the Mid-Valley area. Jill Ryan is board chair.
It's for 6 months. And the purpose is to just stop land use files coming in while we relook at that master plan. If we get in there and discover that we need more than 6 months to have a master plan that the community can get behind, we can extend the moratorium for a few more months.
Several factors triggered the moratorium, including recent requests for more zone change applications within the boundaries of the Mid-Valley Area Master Plan, which governs development. Another factor was public sentiment concerning the tree farm project.
I think what the tree farm did was illuminate the disconnect between the master plan and how some members of the community want to see growth and levels of density.
Raul Gores of the Roaring Fork Valley Planning Commission told KDNK that the tree farm hearings showed the difference between the values of the Vail Valley and those of Eagle County residents in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Edwards used to look like it was an El Jebel. Now it's twice the size of Willits. And you can see it's become massive sprawl. Much of that development came from out of the area, and that influence came into that valley. All those things just add up for a product that is possibly appropriate over there, but we don't see it as appropriate over here.
The Roaring Fork Valley Planning Commission actually recommended denial of the tree farm project.
Going through the PUD process, they were asking for many variations, everything from drastic change from sketch plan to basic concepts such as parking standards, building heights. And it got to the point that we just couldn't approve it because there was just too many unknowns.
Jill Ryan says county commissioners approved the project because it went along with the master plan.
When you have professional staff recommending approval and legal staff saying, you know, this meets all of our land use code and it meets the master plan, if you don't approve this, you don't really have good legal ground to stand on. That's really what we have to consider.
So the county has decided to review the master plan and put a hold on developments over 5 acres for the next 6 months. Ryan says the master plan is supposed to be the community's vision and adds predictability to the land use process for developers and the community.
What we've seen over the last couple of years is developers going through the process, the communities coming out against them, once the file gets to the county commissioners, which means it's, you know, been through the process with staff for probably over a year. And there's just a misalignment or an incongruency.
Raul Gores would like to have seen this happen during the tree farm process, but he says that a line of communication is now open between Eagle County commissioners and constituents in the Roaring Fork Valley. The moratorium goes into effect immediately. It will impact progress on the Fields proposal, but will not affect the tree farm project. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.